Yep. That was a mistake.
Wouldn't be the Astro Hour without some technical difficulty.
It's 10:03 and 42 seconds. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I was trying to play the end to Guardians of the Galaxy. Like that part, you know, where it's like this. Wait. Oh, wait. I turned down.
Something good, something bad, a bit of both.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow your lead.
Star-Lord. Great movie.
I'm so excited for number two.
Bit of both. Oh, yeah, no, that's going to be great. James Gunn's awesome.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's going to be in that one.
Oh, God.
They've actually already, announced, I love how that's, the big question at the end. It's, who's Star-Lord's father? And they've already announced who it is. It's Kurt Russell's character, and Kurt Russell plays a sentient planet. Which is going to be awesome.
Oh God!
No, that's gonna be fantastic.
So, do you want to explain to the listeners or the dear readers why we're back after last week?
I mean, first of all, that's making the large assumption that we have repeat listeners, which is not a healthy assumption to make.
Your parents are repeat listeners.
My parents are repeat listeners.
Do your parents know why we're back after we said last week was our last show?
I mean, we said it was. I believe I said
potentially
that there was a 90% chance that we'd be back.
Well. That 10% chance came true.
A 90% chance that we would be back.
Oh, I don't know math.
Yeah.
That's why
I believe the schedule starts next Wednesday, the new schedule, and I think it's due, our requests are due on Saturday, which is tomorrow, which I need to get together with my next co-hosts, my group of co-hosts from school, and...
Because we know if you had your choice of co-hosts who didn't go to the school, who your choice would be.
Yeah. Well, I also need, a lot of people to get a good time slot. The fact that we got this time slot is actually really insane.
Well, yeah, because all the drive time commuters.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the people commuting to work at 10:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's because, there are no DJs here over the summer. So it's really easy to get literally any show you want.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. Whereas... this semester I'll probably be lucky to get something like this now that I'm a sophomore and I've been working for three seasons now. So yes, this is the season finale of the Astro Hour. Cue sound effect.
Would it be series or season? Because is there potential that the Astro Hour ever comes back?
Yeah, I'll probably do it over the summer.
Okay, then the season finale though.
Yeah, season finale. That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's why, I was curious. I was like, the Astro Hour...
Well, either way, it works, season in America, series in Britain,
Well, no, series finale in America means the show is ended.
The show's ended, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was
But series finale in Britain is the season is ended.
Yeah, but that's why we seceded from Britain back in 1776.
I don't know if seceded is the
That's the
right
word I'm using, and that's the word I'm sticking to it.
That's a choice word there.
That's why we cut ties with the British in 1776, because we were right.
So... oh man, there was some article about how it was. I think it was on Vox, and it was quoting this one state senator from I forget some conservative state, and
conservative trash heap.
Yeah, and you said it, not me.
Rush Limbaugh,
Glenn Beck,
Howie Carr. We're calling all of you.
I mean, I'm totally fine with calling Howie Carr out. I don't know if I can.
Can
call
we call
out
Howie
Beck.
Carr on our last episode?
No.
Why? We've called him out all these months.
Because no. Oh, okay, there are my headphone controls. My headphones were blank for a while. Again, technical difficulties. It's not like I've been doing this for a year.
hey, that's the calling card of the Astro Hour.
Yeah. shoot, what was I saying?
Something about
some conservative trash heap. Yeah. they were essentially. He was talking about how if Hillary Clinton gets elected, obviously.
Oh, the dude who said the country would have to go bloodshed?
Yes, yes, exactly. The Tree of Liberty needed to be watered with the blood of tyrants in that case. And also with the blood of good citizens who are willing to... Essentially, he was condoning terrorism against a Hillary Clinton administration.
Civil War Part 2, yeah, exactly. Boogaloo.
I was just thinking to myself, maybe we are headed towards another constitutional crisis like that, and maybe we should just let it happen.
Do we have to get Adolfo Shabala in here for a Civil War 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Is that a reference to Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yes.
Yeah. You are my father.
Did your dad make constant references to Breakin' 2?
Mostly when I was a child, whenever I mentioned the sequel to anything. And now, when I'm a partial adult, whenever I mention the sequel to anything, that also happens. Oh, wait, those are the same situation.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Wait, my volume was down.
There we go.
Yeah, that was a little too loud.
That didn't bust my eardrum.
Yeah, that was a little too loud. Headphone users, beware, should be the name of my next show. So potential names for the next show, the one I'm doing with my two Tufts co-hosts. So I really wanted a nonsense one that didn't really have anything to do with what we did. And one of my other co-hosts wanted one that kind of like described more. So we kind of compromised with like a semi-nonsensical one.
Run a Twitter poll.
Maybe. One of them came up with CCD, which I think is funny. but then I mentioned for some reason the East India Trading Company, and the other one suggested, what about the East India Talking Company? And I'm like, I think that'd be amazing. and then they're like, well, but what if like people get like offended about like the colonialism ties to that? And I'm like, I don't
hashtag
care.
Triggered.
I don't care. And I'm kind of a social justice warrior.
Hey, this
in my
is
own right,
free form like, radio. There's no safe space in the radio, man.
I'm for East India Talking Company personally.
I'm for anything that makes me laugh.
That's fair. That's fair. You know, it's interesting. I was watching Sausage Party for the second time the other day because a few friends wanted to see it, and like I was thinking about
is that still in theaters?
It's at the Somerville, but I think it's going to leave soon. I think it's leaving today,
actually.
Did
that, like, do well? Because, like, all the way leading up to it, there were, like, commercials everywhere, and the second it came out, I stopped seeing commercials anywhere
for
it.
It was hit with, well, that's, like, just how movie promotion
no,
works.
But, like, for successful movies, I see, like, even after they're out, like, now playing.
I'd say it was successful. The budget was $19 million, and the box office was $91 million, so that's...
But, I mean, like, reviews-wise, was it, like, popular?
It's gotten 83%. I've heard, like, mixed things, though, from everyone I've talked to, and I would generally say that I have mixed feelings about it. Like, I feel like every good joke was immediately followed by, like, a bad joke, and, like...
Like every Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of the stuff just wasn't funny, and not funny in, like, that it was, like, oh, this is a... Like, Bill Hader plays a Native American in it at one point, and then he also plays, like, a Mexican, and...
Isn't the guy who voiced SpongeBob in it? Tom Kenny?
Is Tom Kenny in it?
I think he sounded...
Oh,
one
man,
of those,
I think Tom Kenny is in that.
I think in one of those commercials, one of them sounded like SpongeBob. I'm like, is that Tom Kenny?
To be honest, like, it didn't cross my mind until now, but I think one of them might have been Tom Kenny.
I can't say the line on air because...
Yeah. We'll when you see that
immediately
stuff,
kicked off.
F you up for life, yeah. No, although he was in Ant-Man, which I didn't know. Apparently, he was in Ant-Man. I didn't know that. Who was he in Ant-Man? Tom Kenny filmography has his own Wikipedia page.
His own Wikipedia page.
Has his own Wikipedia page. Who was he in Ant-Man? That's video games. Wait.
He has his own video game filmography?
Yeah, he has his own video game filmography.
Is that the word you'd use to describe video game, like, history?
Wait, is this television or is this... I think that's...
I'm amazed that Tom Kenny's filmography has its own Wikipedia page.
Oh, he played the rabbit in Ant-Man.
A rabbit.
There's a point where a rabbit shows up.
Oh.
When he's, like, small.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played the voice of the rabbit.
So he wasn't in Sausage Party, though?
No.
And it was a very, very similar voice.
Who played... I know that character. Wait, let me go back to Sausage Party. But either way, I was saying, like, there are just some jokes in it that, like... aren't not funny because they're offensive necessarily, but they're just not funny. Like it's like, okay, Bill Hader's playing Native American, whatever. Like, it's just, they don't, like, they're not, like, to the point where it's just like they're trying to be kind of like shocking, but they're just not shocking, you know? Okay, who played, wow, there are so many. Seth Rogen's in this, Kristen Wiig's in this, Jonah Hill, Bill Hader, Michael Cera, James Franco, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, Paul Rudd, Nick Kroll. Like, there are just so many people in this.
So many B actors in there.
Selma Hayek, Edward Norton. Edward Norton, how did they get Edward Norton into this? Where is it? He's a Twinkie. The character you're thinking about is a Twinkie. Oh, it's Scott Underwood, who also played Gum. There's Gum in this movie.
Scott Underwood.
He was in Ed, Edd n Eddy. Oh, but he was just a storyboard artist.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a big, like, story artist for a bunch of stuff.
He's also a drummer, I guess, according to the internet.
Oh, he also worked on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. So, obviously, he was just, like, an animation guy that they brought into the movie, and they were like, hey, we need someone to play this character. And well, he was like, yeah, sure.
Well, if Tom Kenny ever dies, I think Scott Underwood's got a job as SpongeBob SquarePants.
I hope SpongeBob ends before Tom Kenny dies, personally.
Dude, that's the biggest moneymaker in the world.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, but marketing. In my opinion, it is very
biggest
much
marketing,
broke.
Biggest marketed kids television show, I'd say. That Nickelodeon was cool, and then SpongeBob came along, and then there was SpongeBob
everywhere. That's true.
There's a book, The Unauthorized History of like Nickelodeon. I read it.
Really?
It's cool. It was like,
you read a book?
Yeah. Surprising, I know. Books? Books are for squares. But
how
I
many,
read a
how
book.
How many reading assignments did you read in college that you were assigned?
Does zero count as a number?
Yes.
Zero.
Okay.
I honestly haven't read a book for any assignments in sophomore year of high school.
All right. Here's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free, careless, ignorant.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now?
And we're back. That was Modern Baseball with Apple Cider, I Don't Mind.
Which I sang all the way through.
Yeah, great song. Only a minute and 57 seconds.
It's the most Cure-sounding Modern Baseball.
No, it totally is. It's like the Cure went to the future.
I don't mind.
Modern Baseball is so apt at using commas in the middle of their song titles. The title of that song was actually Apple Cider,
I Don't Mind.
I don't mind.
Is he talking to Apple Cider?
Maybe. And also their other song, Fine Great. Great.
They've got a couple with that. I love those guys.
Redone has a hyphen. Okay, let's look at BuzzFeed quizzes, everybody.
Woo!
Let's see how this goes. This quiz will tell you the exact age you'll get married.
They also have see ya, comma, sucker.
Okay, which celeb would you invite to perform at your wedding, Chris? Selena Gomez, Celine Dion, Rihanna, Lana Del Rey, Beyonce, Adele, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, or Ariana Grande? Is none an option, is what I was thinking.
I guess Selena Gomez?
Wow, interesting. Big Wizards of Waverly Place fan, right?
Yeah, huge Wizards of Waverly Place fan.
Oh, man, this actually gets like a serious... I want a really bad quiz, you know?
Ridiculous BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, like my friend found one really good. Or actually, do they still have that? No. Are you a bad person?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, no, wait. Can you spot the real SpongeBob characters from the fake?
But that, like, this is a whole visual thing, Zach. We're on the radio.
Oh, that's true.
Let's do the bad person one. Okay. I want to know if I'm a bad human being.
Are you a bad person? This is promoted content.
Yeah.
It by The Good Place, which apparently is a brand publisher. I don't know who they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear readers, we're going to find out if Chris Del Russo, am a bad person.
Where do you put your grocery cart when you're done shopping? In the cart return or in a parking space?
In the cart return, because I've worked at a grocery store forever.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
I hate those people who don't.
How often do you use a turn signal? Never to all the time.
All the time. Even changing lanes, everything, I use it because that's the way I was taught. Because I curse every time someone doesn't.
How do you feel about animals? I love them. I love them all. I love them all except spiders. I love some of them, and animals are an abomination.
I say I love some of them.
Yeah, that's what I would.
I don't love all animals.
Have you ever read someone's text messages over their shoulder?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. No, I was on the train yesterday going to Fenway.
Oh, that's so fun. I love doing that.
Yeah, no, and I was just reading
really?
Other people's texts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, and I was just thinking really? To myself, like, I wasn't, like, purposefully uh-huh. reading them, but I was yeah. just, like, glancing over.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, you can learn a lot from people by...
Yeah.
By just looking over their shoulder at their phone.
Yeah, I learned one dude was having an affair next to me on the train.
That's okay. What do you do with your old clothes? Sell them, throw them away, give them away, stuff them in bags, and leave them in the garage?
Kind of a combo of, like, if they're torn up, I throw them away, but if they're, like, good condition,
good condition clothes.
Donate them.
Donate. Okay, same. You're in a movie theater, and your phone rings. What do you do?
I ignore the call and turn the volume off.
Good. Okay, so the answers are, there's six answers. Answer and speak quietly, which, awful,
no,
awful answer.
You are a horrible person.
Let it ring because I love my ringtone. Awful person. Just ignore it. Again, just ignore it. Does that mean, like, you're shutting the sound off? Is that impossible? My phone would already be turned off, is the correct answer. Go outside and take the call, or movie theater, please, I pirate all my movies. Is the sixth option.
Actually, six might be my answer. Just kidding. I don't do that.
How about just ignore it?
That yeah, because I usually just hit the ignore button and turn the volume off, so that seems like the closest.
Again, working in a grocery store, you're probably going to have the right answer to this. How many items are allowed in the 15 items or less lane at the grocery store?
15 or less.
15 or fewer.
Oh, it's actually 15 or fewer.
Yes.
Correct grammar. Thank you.
You found a lost wallet. What do you do? Leave it there. It's a trap. Take the cash and leave the wallet. Take it to the nearest police station. Steal the owner's identity. Track down the owner yourself. Or stand by it and yell, wallet, until someone else handles it.
This actually happened once. I found someone's wallet and I took their ID out. It was a local person. Like, I didn't know them, but they were in Bedford. So I just dropped it in the mailbox at their home. So I just tracked down the owner myself.
Tracked down the owner yourself. Yeah, easy, easy. Have you ever lied to avoid helping a friend move?
All the time.
Yes. Okay.
I will never help you move. It's one of the biggest reasons I want a pickup truck, but I have no real purpose to have a pickup truck because I'm in education.
Yeah.
I'm not like doing like actual physical labor work. So the only reason I'd get a pickup truck is so people could ask me to help them move, and I never want to do that.
So I was listening to this thing Malcolm Gladwell was talking about, how he was talking about how the size of pickup trucks has increased over the past 30 years to these crazy sizes. And I was thinking to myself, like, I would buy a smaller pickup truck. I would buy like a 1970s pickup truck, you know, because that's like, you know, like what Luke has in Gilmore Girls.
That's why I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
You should watch Gilmore Girls. It's amazing.
No,
that's totally. Don't your friends all watch what show? The Bachelor. It's so much better than
the only reason I've ever watched
Gilmore Girls.
The only reason I've ever watched The Bachelor, two reasons. A, a girl, or B,
I don't care.
Because Barstool guys tweet about it and I think
hilarious. Barstool. Like why, like they should be watching Gilmore Girls instead. That's better. Although I guess The Bachelor is more of like a pseudo sport.
Yeah, like an e-sport. Well, the thing is, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, his brother won this season of The Bachelorette. I hate saying won this season because we're talking about marriage.
Yeah,
and
you're really
losing.
Which of these actions is the most acceptable? Spitting, littering, gossiping, cutting in line, stealing, and hating things you don't understand. Which one is most acceptable?
Of all of those?
Yes.
Spitting,
I guess. Would say spitting, yeah.
Hating things you don't understand.
Yeah, no, that's really bad.
Garble.
The funniest thing about that is the picture of that one is just like a white dude in a flannel with his fingers in his ears. So
how'd they get that picture of me?
Your dog pooped on the sidewalk and you don't have a bag. What do you do? Leave the stuff where it lies. Stuff is a word I censored. Pick it up with your hand and learn a valuable lesson. Casually stroll away whistling or dig through the trash for something to use.
I just like the casually stroll away.
You stroll away. You got not bad. You're actually kind of a good person.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, and you got a gif of Kristen Bell.
Ooh,
so that's
cool.
Good. I love Kristen Bell. I think that's specifically a gif of Veronica Mars. So,
which I also have never seen.
Me neither, but I've heard good things. Okay. There's one. Okay. Tweets.
Take that, everybody who said I've ever been a bad person.
Unexpected. Only like one or two people have ever called me a funny person. Oh, yeah. One sec. We'll do the PSAs later. Actually, if you want to read one now.
Sure.
Because we actually have to do two now.
What?
I'll explain later, but just do one right now.
Okay. Let's find a short one.
In the meantime, I'll read some,
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll read some funny tweets.
Here's one. I got one already. It's
fine.
The shortest one I can find.
Which one is it?
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption.
Oh, hold on one second.
Are you gonna play Kendrick Lamar?
I can't actually, play Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, right, because the language involved?
Yeah. It on blame it on the alcohol. Yes. That might also be explicit, but be quick and I'll play this in the background.
Just play it low volume.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% averages less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay!
Yay!
And now, okay, so we also have to do another one.
When?
Now. Well, we just have to do it at one point during our show, but it's not a normal PSA. It's a donation PSA. We're fundraising right now.
Woo!
So we're going to ask for some money.
Give me money.
Which one do we want to do? We've got The 1920s radio donation PSA. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Star Wars or Magic School Bus or Beatles. Oh, there's so many good ones.
I want to do the 20s radio one because that sounds hilarious.
Let's try that one out.
Oh, it's...
No.
It's just Morse code?
Attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
We actually do need money.
Looks like a couple of flapper girls out there.
We're going to do the Beatles one.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Those are fun.
Yeah, those are always good.
Yeah, so we need money, whatever.
I would love to do an entire show just in a 1920s radio voice.
Yeah, say the radio waves are depleted, say. Whiskey. We're gonna go over to the speakeasy. Here are 19 tweets that are unexpectedly hilarious. We're not gonna go over all 19. Number one, my wife and I decided not to have kids. The kids are taking it pretty hard. Nope, can't say that one.
This seems like
some of them are really good.
This seems like that like South Park episode where Cartman's on Chat Roulette. He's like, nope, nope, nope. Remember when Chat Roulette was a thing for 3 weeks?
Okay, here's one. Wife, that was a lovely funeral until you ruined it. Me, I didn't ruin it. Cuts to me shaking widow's hand. Let's do this again sometime. Backstage at a concert. Hey guys, do you mind signing this? Next day at the car dealership. Rascal Flatts is your co-signer.
I wonder what those guys' credit looks like.
Yo, did you know that capitalization can really change a sentence?
Yeah.
So for example, I love to eat candy. I love to eat capitalization. Really changes the meaning of the sentence.
Yeah, kind of does. Yes, nothing like a good, 10 minutes of just us.
Look, calm down, shouty museum man. I think it's pretty obvious that I know how to ride a dinosaur skeleton.
Sounds like a Rugrats episode.
Yeah, right? Nope. Okay, see if there are any... I need you to distract the dear readers, Chris. Actually, never mind. I've got the last one because it's really funny. Cashier, that'll be $19.94. Pulls out a $50 bill. Sorry, we've had a problem with counterfeit bills. Do you have anything smaller? Pulls out a $25 bill.
I get it because it's counterfeit.
Okay, and here's actually the last one. Or no, there are two more.
Old radio trick. Keep telling people it's the last one.
It's the last one.
Actually get to the last one.
Open mic night sounded a lot more fun until I realized it was an autopsy.
Ooh.
Sees B on wife's arm. Uh-oh. Rolls up newspaper. Babes, just stay still. Using newspaper as a megaphone. There's a bee on you. Love that. You're welcome.
That open mic night was... kind of dark.
He's just dead. It's like operational or surgical theater. Excuse me.
Surgical
theater, that's a thing.
Is that like the Junior Mint episode of Seinfeld?
Here's Parallel by Jack White. It's a B-side off of Would You Fight For My Love. It's a great song, and it's also a cover of a Brendan Benson song.
It's the B-est of B-sides.
It's the B-est of B-sides.
your hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fuzzy. Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, down high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it, I'm moving right along.
Hey LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
Turn right.
And we're back. Woo! Yay.
Woo-hoo, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the add and drop deadline today. I can't add or drop any of my classes after today. Oh, no.
I remember add drop deadlines.
Add drops.
Ha, ha, ha.
Cool. So we're going to have a special guest calling in just a few seconds. Yay. What is this? Area man. Read that aloud.
Someone shared an onion link on Facebook that says, Area man treats girlfriend to sumptuous 20-second massage.
Yeah.
I love the onion, man.
Oh, God. Giving massages is the worst.
Precious little voter needs to feel inspired by candidate.
Oh, I hate those people.
Newly engaged couple receives incredible outpouring of insincerity from family, friends.
I don't want to vote against something. I just want to vote for something. Well, too bad, dude, because literally half of the U.S. population wants to do exactly the opposite of what you want to do. Sorry.
Receipt brazenly placed in bag without permission. Oh.
That's perfect.
There's some really good ones on the onion. Backstory probably explains why sports ball has Orioles, Lakers, Bears flags. So you don't get that because you don't sports.
No, I don't sport.
But those are from, like, all across the country. Not, like, in one city. Get it?
No, not really.
Do you get it?
No. Huh? Sorry. I don't get it. I don't
Disillusioned
sport.
Hacker starting to feel like he has no impact on American presidential election.
Oh, wow. I forgot to introduce those last songs. That was Jack White with Parallel. Kermit and Fozzie, obviously, with Moving Right Along, and then Chris Hadfield with Feet Up. Chris Hadfield, who wrote that album that Feet Up is on, Space Sessions, while on the International Space Station. Here's our very special guest, Sean Freeman. Yay! Sean, can you hear us?
I can.
Yay!
I think we can hear you.
Yeah. I have him on the air, so...
Hi, Sean.
You might want to turn off the radio there so that we don't get any feedback.
I didn't have the radio on here.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much for listening.
Yay.
Buddy.
That's hurtful.
For those of you who don't know, Sean Freeman guest hosted on this show quite a bit over the summer.
He's an acquaintance
of
the
program. He's now about an hour away. So
He's up in Lowell, Massachusetts.
For the final episode. Do you have any hot takes, Sean?
Ooh, hot takes. Well, currently, right now, I'm at a non-denominational local coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
Coffee for the next class.
Wait.
Because I was...
Are coffee shops usually denominational?
Yeah, what?
Well, I just didn't want to provide free advertising on our nonprofit show.
Oh, okay. I feel that. Oh, well, we actually are looking for donations.
Yeah, we actually switched to profit. We are a for-profit show.
We're in our 2016 fundraising period, actually. Yeah. So feel free to donate at support.wmfo.org, readers at home. So you're at a non-denominational coffee shop. Are there any hot takes that you can see? Like, describe the scene that you're in right now.
Are you near a river?
I guess relatively I'm near a river, but I'm now jaywalking across the street.
Oh, no.
Don't do that. That's illegal.
Oh, no. Wait, so you're not in this coffee shop anymore. What are the facts here?
What colors are associated with this coffee shop?
Purple and orange. Many people like to eat donuts there while dunking them in their coffee.
Yes.
You visited a Starbucks.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously. Case cracked. Case cracked.
Case closed.
Case closed is definitely the term instead of case crack.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
You're the guest here.
I was just saying, kind of a hot take. I know when I last left, I wasn't sure what I was going to do regarding sports-wise.
Oh, yes.
But I did end up joining the rowing team.
Really?
Oh, cool.
How is that going?
Pretty good. I skipped right to varsity, and now I have to wake up at 4:30 every morning.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's the worst.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, yeah, that's cool.
In the last 10 minutes.
No. That's really awesome. That's just also, like, terrible to get up at 4.
Four in the morning.
So has your sleep schedule adjusted, or are you still, like, going to bed at midnight?
A little bit. I, like, the past few days I've woken up at, like, 4 o'clock on my own. And okay. then just, I'm like, oh, okay, I have like 40 more minutes I can sleep. So a little bit, but I take power naps. Power naps are important.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Well, definitely.
I am going to get home today and take a nap, in fact.
Right.
Yeah. 2 days a week, I've got all of my lectures on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, exactly, right? So I've got an 8:30 in the morning, and then I've got like a solid 3 hours of nothing. So I get breakfast and then nap as much as I can. And then I have like, you know, a solid 5 hours of classes after that, which is...
On Thursdays, my class doesn't start until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's a lot of sleeping that gets done during that time.
Oh, yes.
Time.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah,
I think all of my days, I only have class basically 2 days a week, but I've got like a lab on Wednesday and I've got like a lecture on Friday, but they're all in the morning.
Yeah. Man, I miss college.
Do you really?
Not the whole like class aspect of it, but the...
I hate the, like, I can still be productive while napping in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
thing.
I hate the, I can't do like middle of the day naps now.
Yeah. It does kind of suck.
I got 3 jobs, and that's not fun.
What's your third job?
Substituting.
No, I thought substitute. Okay, so...
Coaching.
Oh, yeah, coaching. That's it. I forgot about coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
How's the team this year?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We have, like, 20 varsity girls, which is the biggest team Manfred's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, like... 8 brand new kids on both boys and girls. It's gonna be a fun year. I think it's gonna be a good year.
I can't wait to come back and see the team and stuff, but it probably won't be until spring. So I don't think I'll ever have a day where I'm like not having much practice of my own or like not like insanely busy.
I see how it is, Sean. All right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, you don't need to.
And priorities.
It's fine. You forgot about us.
I see where your priorities are.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
It's like,
So we have 8 hours. I mean, not eight hours. I wish 8 hours left. We've got 8 minutes left in this season of the Astro Hour.
Wow. I have about 4 minutes left before I have to like start making my way. But go ahead. What were you
okay,
say?
You do. So I was just gonna say we should do Astro Hour memories. So you go first, Sean.
Ooh. All right. Well. After our memories, well, there was that one time we played nothing but SpongeBob theme.
Oh, that was a great episode.
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
We had another guest in here that day, too.
That was Darren.
Darren was here that
Darren
day,
was
yeah.
here, yeah.
Yep, he was.
Shouts out to Darren.
Where we played, I'm pretty sure that was a solid 20 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes at least.
20 minutes, I think.
Coincidentally, that was the only episode Layla ever actually listened to.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Also, the fact that she's like...
Never
in America.
Never watched SpongeBob. Yeah. Well, that was when she was in America, so yeah. that was fine.
She's not anymore.
Are you doing a show during like the school year?
Oh yes, we are. Me and the guys that I did Word of the Day with, but it's not going to be called Word of the Day. It's probably I hope it's going to be called the East India Talking Company. We have no idea when it's going to be. I'll keep everyone posted. Like to say like I'm going to tweet out the time to anyone listening is really like. Kind of awful of me because that's assuming that we have repeat listeners.
We have 8 yeah, now.
We have 8 currently. Wow.
Yeah, we gained a follower.
Minus
also,
mom and dad.
Your mom actually just commented on my Facebook post saying she forgot.
Oh, awesome.
So
thanks, mom.
She might have been the one to join.
Yeah, potentially.
It's all right.
Okay,
it's all right,
so
Mrs. Going. We
the
forgive.
SpongeBob music, that's a good one. Chris, how about you?
The first episode I was on when you're like, all right, here's Blink-182 with their new single, Bored to Death, and you accidentally hit the Skype call button, and it was nothing but...
Oh, yeah.
It just sounded like a bunch of like thuds together, and it's like, that's not Bored to Death.
That's a good one.
That's a great...
Yeah, that's what happens when you accidentally put the Skype channel on air, which I'm trying to do now, but...
Ow!
Did you actually hear that?
I got like it shocked
I got
my
static,
ear.
Yeah.
It shocked my ear.
I'd say my favorite memory is just every episode. This is a cop out.
That's
is a cop out only because I feel like I'm really valued like the experience of the show in like actually kind of growing my skills as a DJ.
You're just hoping that
learning
one of the
board.
You're
like,
just hoping that one of the higher ups of the radio is listening, so they're like, "Oh, he's so dedicated. No. Let's give him his own time slot."
No, are you kidding? I really hope no one's listening to the show.
We have at least 8. So
no, none of my bosses, at least. Oh. Well, it was Sean. Do you have to go at some point?
I do. I should probably start going now.
All right. Well, it was lovely to have you on other episodes and today.
Sean, quick.
Thank you for having me.
Sean, this Sunday, what's the Patriots score going to be?
32-24 Patriots.
All right. I'm gonna hold you to that.
It was nice to have you on, Sean. Right. Have fun in class.
Bye, Sean.
Yep,
thank you.
See you later.
Stay safe.
My pleasure.
Don't jaywalk anymore.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was nice.
Yeah, that was a pleasant.
It was a good time. Well, you know, he was so frequent on the show. Like, mm-hmm. It was really you and Sean were the regulars. You know. So.
Have I earned? I mean,
no.
This is the last.
I told you in the beginning. Zach, that's not how this show is going to end.
Zach,
with you becoming a friend of the program.
Zach, this is.
I called you a regular. You're welcome.
This is the end of the movie where I finally achieved the goal that I've set up for myself.
This isn't the end of the movie.
Listen, Zach, let me have my moment here.
No, okay, so...
No.
Think of it this way. This isn't the end of Return of the Jedi. This is the end of A New Hope. So you're not, like, the Empire's not done, but, like, they made significant strides towards it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're, like, a regular.
You're a nerd.
You're a guest host. You are my friend. The program needs to warm up to you.
The program only
that'll be at the end of Jedi.
The program
you
only
still
looks
need to go through all of Empire.
The program only looks at me as like a new acquaintance.
Yeah. The program's like, who's this?
That was.
He's not certified.
I know you don't sports very much, but that was me on Sunday. Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback for the Patriots for the first 4 games of the year. He's like, he scored 10 points for the Patriots in the first quarter, and I'm like, I love Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the second quarter, he made some mistakes. I'm like, I think that was a little, like, too quick. I think I only like Jimmy Garoppolo as a friend right now. I need to warm up to him.
As I've said, I don't sport, but...
You don't sports.
I don't sport, but I hate people who hate the Patriots. So.
Yes.
Which is pretty much everyone who doesn't live outside of New England.
You hate things you don't understand.
I hate things I don't understand, like hating Tom Brady. How does one hate Tom Brady?
Because he's got everything better than everybody else.
Yeah, exactly, I guess.
The man is... I would take a bullet for Tom Brady.
Keep that NFL logo off his helmet.
Absolutely.
Keep it off.
I would go to jail for Tom Brady.
I would not go to jail for Tom Brady.
I would go to jail for Tom Brady.
Just saying that. I wouldn't sacrifice most things in my life for Tom Brady.
Tom Brady gave
a few things, maybe. If someone was like, you can't eat today, but Tom Brady gets to, like, I don't know, like, pie Goodell in the face, I'd be like, okay.
Pie Goodell in the face. That's an odd reward.
Yeah, you know, something embarrassing like that. You know, that's...
Gets to pants Goodell in front of everybody.
Yeah, it gets to pants Goodell. That'd be great.
Give him a nookie.
Yeah. Okay, why are we talking about sports? Okay, this is the last minute. Thank you for listening to the Astro Hour. This has been WMFO in Medford, the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. Keep on the lookout for another show called East India Talking Company. I'm here with my regular Chris Del Russo.
Your regular Chris Del Russo?
My regular, comma. We already talked about commas today.
Apple cider, comma, I don't mind.
Apple cider, comma, I don't mind. Do you have anything else to close us out on?
Thank you for having me continually as a guest. This has been awesome.
10 episodes probably with you.
A good majority of them.
Yeah.
I'd say I was on about 87% of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy to say.
Yeah. I'd say about 87%.
Yeah, no. Total pleasure, because, again, my solo shows are just not... I need someone to bounce off.
Yeah, because I'm the funny guy, and you're the straight man.
I hate you. All right. Thank you all for listening so much. Keep on looking for another show, and if you don't care, then...
And
next
always,
summer, we'll probably still have this slot, or maybe 11.
Always look towards the sky.
That's an okay one.
What did Leonard Nimoy? Didn't he used to say something? Or he said something in there was a Simpsons episode.
It's 11. We have to end.
Okay, goodbye.
Here's the song we ended with last week. Here's Starman by David Bowie. Thank you all for listening so much. This has been the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's sing along to it.